Welcome to the 416 Home Buyer Podcast, where we talk about all things regarding selling your home privately. Welcome to the 416 Home Buyer Podcast, episode number 8. I'm your host, Michael Lee, the 416 Home Buyer. And in this episode, we are going to cover a way to sell your house called seller financing. It's a great strategy for you to be able to receive returns on your house even after you've sold it. So without further ado, let's get right into it. You might have heard of seller financing in the past, but it's not traditionally used in today's market. Seller financing was in Canada typically done more so in the 80s and 90s, but it is still a popular way for people to sell their house privately to an investor that can make payments over time. And there are actually several benefits of this, both for the seller and the buyer of the property. It's just that you're not typically going to see this if you sell your house the traditional way with a real estate agent on MLS. So this is really something that the buyer and seller can get together to figure out what would work best for each party, negotiate the terms, and set up a financing that can potentially pay the seller moving forward and help the buyer. Now, you might have heard of seller financing called different various names. One of the more popular names in Canada is called vendor takeback. So if you ever hear of a vendor takeback mortgage or a VTB mortgage, this is the exact same thing. It's seller financing. So there are some pros for a potential buyer who would be the real estate investor in this case. Number one, so when a buyer has multiple properties, it can be very difficult to qualify for traditional mortgage financing. This is a way that you can get financing set up without really needing to qualify for a mortgage, or maybe there isn't even enough time to qualify for a mortgage. If, for example, you're a seller, you want to sell your house quickly with, you know, a 2 or 3 week closing, this is a way that we can kind of bridge the gap and get qualified for our financing really quickly. And the second pro for a buyer is that there's very negotiable terms. So for example, you can set up the you can negotiate and set up how long the term of the loan is, whether that's, you know, 6 months, 12 months, or several years. You can discuss and negotiate lending fees that might be associated with it. So for example, if you're a seller and you do a $100,000 seller financed loan, what that means is, for example, let's say we're buying a property for $500,000 and you do a $100,000 seller financed loan, it can be held back as a second mortgage on the property on closing. So you as a seller would receive your $400,000 of the $500,000. $100,000 would be held back in trust with your lawyers. And let's say the interest rate and the fees were negotiable. So maybe you would say, hey, I want to charge on this $100,000, I want to charge a 1% lender fee. This would mean you'd receive $1,000 lender fee. And let's say that you want to do 9% interest-only payments. Now, typically for most home flippers, it's very common that they're going to get a first and second mortgage. The second mortgage is either going to cover their down payment or their renovation costs. So, for example, at 416 Home Buyer, this is probably something we'd reach out to a private investor to set up for us anyways, but it allows you as a seller to partake in some of this, some of the interest payments. So typical payments for us at 416 Home Buyer, could, depending on the property, could be anywhere from between, you know, 7% interest only payments up to 12% on a second mortgage. I'm just going to run the numbers for you very quickly at 9%. So for example, if you had a $100,000 seller take back loan, let's say there's 1% lender fee, so it's already $1,000 right there. And then at 9% interest, it's very simple to figure out what the annual payment would be. So it's simply $100,000 times 9%, or times 0.09 is how you're going to get the total interest payment for 1 year. So the total interest payment would be $9,000 in that case. And the way that you find out the monthly mortgage payment, it would be interest-only payments in this case. So we're not paying down, We're not paying down the $100,000 loan at all. It's just interest on top. The way that you get the monthly payment is $9,000 divided by 12. So this, in this case, would work out to $750 per month. So for example, if you're a seller, you give out a seller financed vendor take back mortgage, $100,000 loan. Let's say it's a 6 month term with a 1% lender fee. You would charge the buyer, for this mortgage, $750 per month with that 1% lender fee. So 750 times six would be $4,500 of interest payments. Let's say there's a 1% lender fee. So now the total fees that would be payable would be $5,500 payments. And it's very typical. You would get lawyers to do this, by the way. So it's not just, you know, done all on a napkin. That's it. You know, there are lawyers that set up these loans. So basically, there would be a legal fee to do that. In this case, it's very typical for the buyer to pay for both the lender's lawyer. In this case, you would be the seller, right? The seller is the lender. So it's typical for the buyer to pay for that legal fee to set up this mortgage, as well as the interest payments, as well as any lending fee that might incur as part of this. So the pros, back to the pros. So the pros for the buyer, essentially it's much easier to set up financing because you can negotiate whatever works for both parties. It's a way that the buyer and seller can both figure that out together. Very negotiable terms. The pros for the seller is it gives you potential to get paid passively, even after selling your property. And you actually might be able to make more money overall. Now, there are many different types of seller-financed vendor take-back mortgages. For example, there could be a short-term construction seller financing, or it could actually be a more long-term amortized loan. For example, let's just say that you're someone that's selling a rental property, but you don't want to deal with the tenants anymore, but you really like the idea of getting that monthly cash flow. Let's say now that you sell your property for example, you know, let's say like you sold your property for $200,000 and you took a 10% down payment from the buyer, but you gave them a 90% vendor take back mortgage at, for example, 5 or 6% interest. So now you can get paid long term. Let's say it's a 5-year term. It gives the buyer very easy financing, but now you're going to have passive income set up for the foreseeable future. Let's say the next 5 years or until the buyer refinances the property. So very flexible way for you as a seller to actually partake in getting passive income moving forward indefinitely for the future. And you could actually get paid quite a bit more than a buyer could offer you as a cash offer. So really just some things to keep in mind. Now there's a lot of layers to seller financing. So if you're thinking about doing one of these seller financed vendor take back mortgages, you want to contact an experienced home buyer, an experienced investor that's going to be able to help walk you through all the, you know, all the terms that would be beneficial for all parties. And then from there, the lawyers can handle it, but you can work with someone to figure out terms of a loan. You work with a buyer that can, you know, figure out terms of a loan with you that will work for everyone. So we'd really recommend in this case, if you're looking to set up a seller finance mortgage, contact an experienced home buyer, contact an experienced investor such as 416 Home Buyer today, and we'll be happy to walk you through the process of getting your first vendor take back mortgage going. And that's about it for this episode. Hope you enjoyed. Thank you. That's all for this episode. The next step is to reach us at 416homebuyer.ca and speak to one of our home buying specialists. We can walk you through the entire process of selling your home. And until the next episode, stay tuned for more tips on selling your house privately.